51551 array@rte.ie. It's that time of the year. We're close to announcing the shortlist for Ireland's representative in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. I have to speak like that when I talk about the Eurovision Song Contest. We will, on this particular show, be showcasing all six songs next week. You'll have to tune in each day to hear the songs and hear the singers. And then on the 7th of February, there will be the Eurosong Late Late Show special. And you will have a chance at home to vote for who will represent us in Switzerland this year. It was a great year last year. Bambi Thug coming in sixth place in the final, our best result in an awful long time. Ireland's head of delegation is Michael Keely, and Michael is here in studio with us. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, Ray.
Your big, smiley, happy head on you.
I'm just delighted to be able to confirm I'm still alive, despite what Dustin said about me the last time he was on your show.
but usually we talk at this time of the year and we're going, can we improve? What's going to happen this year? Record so poor. And happily, it's different.
Yeah. I mean, we had the best result in 24 years. Last year, which was, it makes a huge difference when we get a result like that.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah. Not just to my demeanour, but to, to the Eurovision fans everywhere.
Yes, yeah. Now, you put out a call late last year.
Yeah, towards the end of September or maybe the beginning of October, we put out the usual call looking for songwriters and artists to apply to be in our Eurosong final, which, as you quite rightly say, is on the 7th of February. And that lasted about 6 weeks, I think, that window. So, we got slightly less entries this year, I suppose, than last year.
Why do you think that's the case?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was last year we had the window was open kind of from the beginning of July, and I think people had more time maybe to put in entries. That might be one reason. I think another reason maybe is that I think people saw Bambi and saw what a great job they did performing and the staging of it and all that kind of stuff. And it may have made people kind of think twice about the sort of standards that you need to achieve to really succeed in Eurovision. So that may be a reason. I listened to all of the songs that we got. It didn't put everybody off, I'll be honest. We still got a fair share of songs that, we're never going to make the shortlist.
Yeah, but somebody at home put an awful lot of effort into doing that and sending it.
Yeah,
into
of course, and they all get listened to. Yes, you know, I mean, yeah. it's and they get listened to more than once actually. And I appreciate every single entry that we get and all the effort that goes into them.
Yeah, and it is notable because best placing in 24 years, huge performance, great song, Bambi did us proud. And did that bring up the standard of the top level ones, do you think?
I think it did. You know, I mean, it's very subjective, this process, as you know. I mean, I feel that the standard of songs were better this year. I felt we got songs that were a little more complete. You know, sometimes people put in kind of half-formed ideas, or they might put in, despite the fact that the limit in Eurovision is only 3 minutes, I get songs that are 6.5 minutes long, you know, that have 28 verses in them. And I think that we definitely focused a lot of more, let's say, serious artists' minds in terms of what they need to do.
Which can only be good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
And just remind us about the process then. So you have to choose six. And does the song come with the singer?
Yeah, generally speaking, it does. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not adverse to getting a really, really good song. And if we're all agreed that the singer isn't right for whatever reason, I mean, it's in our rules that we can approach somebody else to sing the song. And that's if you enter a song in our Eurosong process, that's part of the terms and conditions. I haven't done it in my time there, but I would never rule it out, you know, as a possibility.
Okay, so the six songs and singers that we will be revealing next week, they all came as a package.
Five of them did.
So
as you know, over the last few years, we've been kind of reserving the right to sort of fast track entries to the final that we think are, that are exceptional. They're artists that we know well, that we feel could do well in the competition. So we have one artist that we have invited to take part in our Eurosong.
So it's the RTE wildcard.
Right.
Yeah. I just made that up just there now.
What do you call it
in meetings?
I'm now calling it the RTE wildcard. Okay, right. Call it the Ray Darcy wildcard.
So people will know this person.
They will know this person, absolutely. Right. Yeah.
And does this person have an international profile?
I absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Unquestionably, yeah.
Right.
They're Irish, and I'm very excited. You know, there's somebody that's been on my radar for quite a long time, and I'm just really delighted that they've decided to throw their hat in the ring this time.
Okay. Would this person, would they have written the song themselves?
I'm pretty confident they co-wrote the song. Yeah, okay. I don't think they wrote it.
Okay, and did you approach them and go, listen, would you take part in...
Yeah, through an intermediary we kind of made contact, you know, so that's the way these things sometimes work.
So they didn't enter as such, you asked them to enter. People are interested in this nitty-gritty, Michael, I'm sorry, but they are.
It's like, guess who, you know, I'm trying to... that's it. We kind of made contact through an intermediary and we kind of sounded each other out and we said, listen, if you're up for it, we would be love to have you on board.
Great. Yeah. And we will be revealing who that person is next week. So by your demeanour and by what you've said, the standard is higher than in previous years?
I mean, as I said, it's subjective, but I think that we've got a very, very good range of songs this year. We've got some surprising kind of elements in there as well.
So when people have a success in anything in life, to get another success, they try and replicate, you know, the circumstances that led to the first success. It's a roundabout way of asking a question. What did you learn from last year?
Well, I learned that the process we had last year is worth repeating this year. Yeah. So that's the process through which Bambi came. So that's what we did this year. I don't think there's any... I don't think we would do well by trying to look for Bambi Mark II. I think that's, you know, Bambi is such a one-off artist. They're such a unique performer, unique individual. I think we would be on a hiding to nothing trying to find another one, you know. Mm. In fact, I don't think there is another one out there.
But were there any people who tried to emulate Bambi?
We've always had a very, very good range of music, you know. So we've had people who will put in heavy metal songs. We've had people who put in folk metal. We've had people who put in any variety of song you can think, any genre of song, rap, ballads, you know, high energy pop songs, low energy pop songs, mid tempo pop songs, all of them, you know, the whole range.
The whole gamut.
So it has, we got our fair share of, you know, metal acts entering this year. But I will wait for you to reveal them next week.
We're really looking forward to it. Yeah. And because of Bambi Thug's success last year, there's a lot more interest in the Eurovision once again.
Yeah, there is. I think just amongst the general public. Yes, yeah, I mean, like the diehard Eurovision fans have always been there, you know, thankfully, and have never gone away. And, you know, they're the people we can rely on year in, year out to support us. But yeah, I mean, you look at the top 50 shows that were released last week, I think it was. The Eurovision was number 3 or something when you take out all the sport, or whatever. And that's... You know,
well,
something that hasn't happened in quite some time.
You had a huge part to play in that.
Well, I would obviously, you know, have to say that it was mainly down to Bambi.
Yeah, mainly down to Bambi. Well, listen, we're really looking, and thanks again for letting us be involved. So next week, each day, we will have a song and a singer. One of the days, because 6 into 5 doesn't go, we will have 2. And by the end of the week, you will know all 6 acts and songs that will go to the Late Late Show on February 7th for the Eurosong special. And one of them will represent Ireland in Switzerland this year. Head of delegation, Michael Keighley, as always, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ray.